Hello, this is Karen Lopez from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. First of all, can you tell me, what is your zip code?
10710.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York? Or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered, yes.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
The year?
Yes, the year of your birth.
1968.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, okay. So can you tell me what is your race?
African American, black.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
What do you call it? A tech school? So college? From college?
Okay, got it. And now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Nope, I was able to vote and I voted for Biden.
Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be elections for president, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. And how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain?
Very
to
much
vote?
So.
Well,
I will vote.
Okay.
Yep, I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
I'm sorry. Can you ask the question again?
Yes. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10, I'm extremely motivated.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has. I'm sorry.
A lot.
and on a scale of 0 to 10, how will be that?
10.
Okay. Now, can you please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement? It says, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Neither agree. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I strongly agree.
Okay, got it. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is protecting gender equality.
A lot.
Okay. Then we have the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
A lot.
Okay. Then we have protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
A lot.
Okay. And the last one is election for Congress, that is House of Representatives or the Senate.
Yes, a lot.
Okay.
Oh, that's important. Very much so.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. So how likely are you to vote under the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say nothing will stop you? You want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, you will vote. You don't, and you will vote. Or no chance, you will vote. The first one is protecting gender equality.
I will definitely vote.
Okay. Then we have the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Definitely vote.
Okay. Then we have protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Yes, definitely vote.
Okay. And the last one, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
I definitely vote.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, is it still, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or will you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
No, Democrat candidate Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
No, Democrat. Democrat.
Okay. Okay. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or you will not vote?
Much motivated.
Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not really heard anything at all.
Okay. So now I'm going to read you a text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York this November, and is add fair time protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also cover reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. And a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
No, I will vote. I will vote for
A yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And based on what I told you of this amendment, do you think this amendment will strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think the amendment will strengthen voting rights protections?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think the amendment will put LGBTQ rights LGBTQ protections into the state constitution?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think it will put protections for abortion into the state constitution?
I do. Yes.
Okay. And then private housing discrimination?
Yes.
Okay. And what about give voting rights to immigrants?
Yes.
Okay. Then provide protections on the basis of gender?
Yes.
Okay. and remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one, do you think it will prevent discrimination based on age?
It should definitely, yes.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
What was the question about that? Sorry.
Yes. Knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Nope, I'll definitely vote yes.
Okay. And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, the amendment that will protect abortion rights?
Definitely vote for the protection, definitely, yes.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a series of statements for each and for each one.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements, and for each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
That's a 10.
Okay. Then we have, everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Everyone is should have, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
What was
everyone
the
deserves,
they,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Same.
Okay, and then we have, it's important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
That's a thing.
Okay, the next one is, the government shall not be able to discriminate against anyone.
The government, say that again?
Yes. The government shall not be able to discriminate against anyone.
That's a thing.
Okay, got it. The next one is, defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Then we have, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
Okay. The next one is, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
say that again, I'm sorry.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
There shouldn't be no discrimination on none of that. Mm-mm.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how was that?
10.
Okay.
This place and
then we have area. Children shall not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
That's the thing.
Okay. And the last one is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
That's something.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a short statement about the top one. This is how it reads. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing the state government and court right backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers. Exclusive, private, and discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcome, reproductive health care, and autonomy. So, hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
I lost concentration, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, do you want me to repeat the same?
Yeah, because I don't remember what you said. I'm sorry.
Okay. The statement says...
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. It's okay. The statement says... The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts worldwide backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, exclusive, private, and discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. So, hearing this, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Well, I'll vote yes.
Okay. And now, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? The first statement says, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And the second statement says, these claims are false and is not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
Well, I'll definitely vote, and I believe that nobody should be discriminated against.
Okay, so which of the assignments I just referred to you do you find more convincing?
Which do I what?
Which one do you find more convincing?
More convincing. Okay, so I find it kind of more than convincing. Like, okay, so the right for immigrants.
Okay, and that will be the second statement?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
Somewhat more convincing.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate this statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and a 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 71 bills in the last 5 years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. And on now, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you think this is motivating?
A 7.
Okay. Then we have, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
I get that thing because, yeah.
Okay. Then we have, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legally of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
I get that thing.
Okay. And the last one is, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who will easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, again, sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if your opinion did not, but once again, I'm going to read you the text of the Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. It is up certain protections to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote to these protections against discrimination in this New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
I will vote yes for the amendment. Yeah.
Okay. Now, after hearing all of this information, are you much or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues that you were at the start of the survey?
Yes.
Okay, and is that a somewhat or much more likely to vote?
More likely to vote. Because there's a lot to decide, yes.
Okay. Now, one last time, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and at... Okay, thank you so much. Now, do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay.
Everybody have rights, but yeah, heterosexual.
Okay. Now, can you tell me, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, got it. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay, got it. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
I am retired.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 50,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Thank you so much, you too.